From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A massive bill funding the nation's agriculture programs over the next 5 years won approval in the Republican-run House today and is now headed to the Senate. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Farm Bill ends direct subsidies for farmers, expands crop insurance, and makes a modest cut in the massive food stamp program.
The Farm Bill was a bipartisan compromise. A majority of House Republicans and a minority of Democrats passed it, 251 to 166. Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas said its passage defied most expectations.
This Farm Bill might not be quite defined by most people as a miracle, but it's amazingly close.
Republicans had to settle for only one-fifth of the $40 billion in cuts they'd sought for the food stamp program. Still, those cuts angered many Democrats, including Massachusetts' Jim McGovern.
This bill will make hunger worse in America, not better.
The bill cuts about 1% of the food stamp program's $80 billion annual budget. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
The flow of foreign fighters to Syria is raising the risk of terrorism in Europe and elsewhere. That warning today from U.S. intelligence agencies, which delivered their annual assessment of worldwide threats. NPR's Tom Jelton says Syria is now seen as a new training ground for global terrorism.
With the civil war raging there, Syria has now become a huge magnet for foreign fighters, says James Clapper, the director of national intelligence. Clapper told the Senate Intelligence Committee that many of those volunteers come from Europe and elsewhere in the Middle East and are now getting combat experience and terrorist training.
We're seeing now the appearance of training complexes in Syria to train people to go back to their countries and conduct more terrorist acts.
Clapper said Syria could even become a new Fatah, referring to the tribal areas in Pakistan that have long been a key al-Qaeda training ground. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has begun a two-day post-State of the Union road trip with a morning stop at a Costco store in suburban Maryland. The president praised the fact that entry-level employees with the company are paid $11.50 an hour. President Obama has proposed raising the minimum $7.25 an hour wage to $10.10 an hour. The president later visited a steel plant outside Pittsburgh where he talked about a new retirement account the government plans to launch, the MyRRA account.
It's a new type of savings bond that we can set up without legislation that encourages Americans to begin to build a nest egg. And it's simple.
The account tops off at $15,000, offering fairly modest returns. After, to some extent, paring losses, stocks began moving lower shortly after the conclusion of a two-day Federal Reserve Board meeting in Washington today. Investors reacting negatively to news. Fed plans to further pare back its multi-billion-dollar-a-month bond buying program. The Dow dropped 189 points to close at 15,738. The S&P 500 lost 18 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to U.S. intelligence officials, North Korea appears to be following through on its threat to advance its nuclear weapons program. According to National Intelligence Director James Clapper, data shows the North has expanded the size of an existing uranium enrichment facility, has also restarted the plutonium reactor that was shuttered in 2007. Clapper's written testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee is in line with assessments of independent think tanks. Senate's expected to vote to delay rate increases for federal flood insurance programs. NPR's Corva Coleman reports the controversial price hikes would be delayed for 4 years.
The substantial increase in premiums is due to changes in flood maps and to legislation controlling the federal flood insurance program. It's about $24 billion in debt, thanks to costly payouts stemming from disasters such as Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy. In 2012, the flood insurance program was revamped to bring rates into line with real flooding risks. But certain homeowners and business people are starting to see big rate increases as they lose subsidies. They'll also have to pay more each year until they reach new rate levels. The Senate may delay some of these rate increases. The House has been reviewing a more modest proposal. Corva Coleman, NPR News, Washington.
In the tradition of ever higher prices to attend the national extravaganza that is the Super Bowl, it doesn't look like this coming weekend will be any different from years past. It will cost more to be there. According to analysis by the Associated Press, a ticket to the big game will run you anywhere from $500 to $2,600. Top-end ticket price is double what it cost a few years ago, while the least expensive seat price has little changed over the past decade. Officials in New York and New Jersey expect tight security and big crowds at the game. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Denver Broncos. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.